I'm just going to start off. Here we go. Okay, one, tell us a little bit about yourself. My name is Tyler Ward. Grew up in Denver, Colorado. Moved to Los Angeles. Lived there 5 years. And now I live in Nashville, Tennessee, Music City. I produce, I write, I record for a living. And I've been doing it now, my gosh, full time for 8 years. And I'm very thankful. I'm into other things like reading, taking naps, and asking tough questions to people who don't want to be asked tough questions. It's really interesting for me to hear responses, and it's not for manipulation purposes. It's just really to hear people's stories. I love to know what people think, what makes them tick, and how they, and just really just, I don't know. Hopefully during conversations, we can point people towards growth, including myself, because I'm always growing. Anyways, that's a little bit about me. Number two, how did you get into music singing? So it's interesting. I don't consider myself a singer. I consider myself a producer, and I've always wanted to create and put things together, like songs. So bass, guitar, piano, key. Drums, bass, guitar, keys, the whole thing. I like that much more than the singing part. The reason I got into singing was I needed to practice recording someone's vocals, and no one was around, so I just decided I would do it myself, practice on my own self, and that's kind of what I put out. So kind of interesting. One of my least favorite things about music is singing, which is what I do for a living. But I love music, and I love creating it, and I love producing it. So what inspired your YouTube channel? Boyce Avenue, actually. I saw them, I think, early college days. And I was like, oh, I could do that. So I just was recording myself and put those out online. And then all of a sudden, I went from, like, you know, 100, 250 views to, a million. On pretty much each video for, like, 2 or 3 years straight. And now I'm trying to figure out what the heck I'm supposed to do with YouTube anymore because it's so different. Four, take us through a day in the life of Tyler Ward. We want all the details. Oh, okay. Here we go. I wake up. So now my life is interesting. I used to tour. I used to travel. I've lived out of a suitcase for about 8 years. Recently, I've decided I wanted to wake up in the same bed for the first time in 8 years, more than 2 weeks. So I'd committed to Nashville. I bought a place in Nashville, and I decided I was going to stay here for 6 months straight without leaving to travel, to see what it's like to be kind of quote-unquote normal. So a day in the life of Tyler Ward at the moment is I actually wake up really, really early, between 4:30 and 5:30, and I make my bed first thing in the morning, and then I go into my special room, and my special room is basically my studio, and I sit in my blue chair, and I meditate for about 15 to 30 minutes. And then I pray, and then I write, and then I basically journal. I make myself some coffee, and that probably takes about an hour and a half to do that whole process. And then I go to the gym, and I come back. Sometimes I'll take a cold shower. Most of the time I won't take a cold shower. I take a nice hot warm shower. And then after that, it's kind of funny because I've done all of my stuff I need to do for the day, and it's about 7:30 or 8 in the morning, and then I start recording. So I'll put on, you know, I'll write a song. I'll record it. I'll have someone come over and cut vocals. I'll produce someone's song. I'll do a writing session, whatever that looks like. And generally I have meetings with my management team at 10:30 a.m. And then from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., we kind of talk about the week and what's going on or the day and what's going on with different, you know, prospects and people and labels and YouTube and the whole thing. And then around 4th, then I go to lunch. I go to lunch early, like around 11:30, which is about to go to lunch now. Actually, because this is being recorded at 11. And I get a salad, and then I come back, and I finish out my day. And around 3:30 to 4, I'll stop, shut it down. And between there, I take these things called narcs. They're 11-minute naps, and I'll do it twice a day. So I only sleep for 5 hours. And then I do these 11-minute narcs, which is kind of funny. I just literally lay down on my floor, and I pass out. And literally every time, it's like between 10 minutes and 30 seconds or 11 minutes and 30 seconds. So just, you know, average 11 minutes. And then I'll shut it down. And towards the end of the day, I'll go, you know, there's a family down the road. Like, I'll walk to this family's house and hang out with them, play with their children, or I'll go on a few dates, or I'll meet up with some friends. Depending on the day, Monday through Friday is always different. And we started this guys' night thing on Wednesdays, where a bunch of dudes just get together and hang out because we don't want to deal with the drama of dating. And yeah, so that's kind of my day. And so the second half of it's really, really fun. I'll probably go to bed between 10 and midnight. Then depending on what time I go to bed, I'll wake up 5 hours later and start my day. So that's a day in the life of Tyler Warren. Now, pretty fancy, right? So yeah, okay, moving on. You're a YouTube star. Any advice for someone looking to grow their channel? Actually, I'm not the person to ask about that anymore. I was probably a YouTube, my heyday was like between 2011 and end of 2015. So 16, 17, 18, I'm actually feeling like a newbie. But for me in the past, what has worked is fan engagement, communicating with your fans, like committing to commenting back, saying hi, making them feel seen and known. That's one. Number two is consistency. Always put out content 2-3 times a week if it's a video. And then quality. So consistency, quality, and engagement. Those are my three things. I think if you do that, you'll grow a channel. It might be slow, it might be fast, but you'll grow a channel. If you could tell your younger self one thing, what would it be? I would say slow down, take a breath. Enjoy this process. You don't need to have everything at once. And I would say, literally, I'd go back to myself and I'd say, dude, just really enjoy this. And I would say, don't lie to people. Like, keep it 100. Like, if you're worried, like, it will make sense in the end if you just are very straightforward and straight honest with people. I was pretty manipulative when I was younger. Trying to get people to do things, and thought they only liked me or wanted to use me, so I just used them first. And then I realized that kind of crushes and destroys relationships. So I would tell myself, like, people aren't out to get you tea. Like, just take a breath, calm down, be honest, and slow the F down. Okay, that's what I'd say. What's on the horizon for you this year? So I signed with an amazing management team. We're releasing original music through hopefully a major label partner we're shopping right now for. I have 16 songs, releasing 4 of those. It's been a long time since I've really focused on my original stuff, so that's this year, which is exciting. Okay, 8, what or who inspires you to # do stuff? There's just been a lot of, like, I found a lot of different, you know, there's a lot of motivational speakers who communicate truths, and that's cool and all, but I think the people that I respect and admire the most are those who are kind of like living their talk. Those people who practice what they preach, who don't just, you know, put warm and fuzzy quotes out, but you can kind of see the difference in their lives. I think our lives speak way louder than what we could say. So people of integrity, it really motivates me to do stuff. Whether it's, you know, a mom who's committed to her kids, or a dad who's providing for his family and really, really hustling. Or a young artist who's just like, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm committed to this and I believe in myself. And they kind of, you know, focus on that one goal. I mean, just a person of integrity. They say what they do. They mean what they say. Or sorry, they do what they say and they mean what they say. So, yeah. Lastly, what is your favorite ice cream flavor? Cookies and cream, hands down.